It's the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, and it's the season of hustle and bustle and move around, and it's e-ticket riffing on the fly and on the quick. What are you doing looking at your watch that you don't have?
Where's the pen?
I don't know. What did you do with the pen?
I had one simple task.
You had one simple task, and you blew it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to laugh because you were looking at... This is a... Who are you?
What?
Who are you?
Oh, me?
You. Yeah, you.
Well...
Olivia Quickie?
I'm Olivia Quickie under the sea. O-L-I-V-I-I-A.
You're A-W-O-H-I-O,
so I have my last name.
Okay, I want to go back to this. Why did you start looking at your imaginary watch that you don't have to see what time it was?
I gotta make one.
You don't need to make one. All right, so you're drawing a watch. All right, so Olivia.
Yes.
We're coming into Thanksgiving week. How many days do you get off from school?
Two.
Two? But you got the weekend wraparound on that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what's good about that?
What?
You could probably do a bonus podcast for that much.
Okay.
Don't hold back your excitement.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're like a third baseman, like a third base coach in baseball.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right, what's our first word?
I'm trying to make my clock here.
You're making a clock there. A hair past a freckle. You realize that clock is not going to have any place to put the batteries, right?
Yep.
You know, you could just make a sundial. It'd be a lot easier.
I don't want to use a sun.
Why not?
Sun is a star, and using the star's power isn't very useful.
Okay. Is that an Apple Watch?
No.
What brand is it?
Olivia's brand.
Olivia's brand?
But I like this one more.
What do you got on there?
Pray for Paris.
Pray for Paris. I like that.
And
all right, go ahead.
And so what I did for Pray for Paris is that, you know, the terrorist?
Yes, what?
That goes back to history. We have to learn from our mistakes because obviously our government and all of us are not learning from our mistakes right now.
That's true.
Because there's terrorists coming and the
freeze.
And so...
Okay, let's get this right. This is a 12-year-old kid saying this. World leaders, are you listening?
Mm-hmm. So... I think it was World War One or Two, where it was the French and...
Which one?
The British, I think. French and the British fighting.
Yes, they were the ones fighting Germany first.
The enemy of my enemy is now my friend. So the enemy, which is British or,
right.
Or something, the enemy of my enemy, so their enemy is British...
Right.
And the British enemy is French.
Correct. That's right.
So the enemy of...
The War of 1812.
The enemy of my enemy is now my friend. So French is now our friend. So we basically have to protect two countries here.
That's it. Yeah. Like we're at war with Japan in World War II. Well, now they are one of our biggest allies... Of all time.
Mm-hmm. And you know, this is one guy named Albert Einstein. I don't know if you know him.
Yes, I do know Albert Einstein.
MC squared.
Yes.
That guy?
That guy.
He created the atomic bomb. He helped create the atomic
That's true.
Bomb. But I think he was an anti-federalist.
He was.
Which that means they don't go with war or... They don't like war. I forgot what it was called. There's a specific name, but they don't like war. And so he wasn't...
He was a dove, not a war hawk.
Yeah. Well, anyways. And then he created the atomic bomb and
That's
not
right.
knowing that it would kill people in the war.
That's right. He wrote a letter to FDR in support of the whole shebang.
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you make a lot of sense there, Olivia.
And obviously, we're not learning from our mistakes because terrorists are now getting smarter. And now the government needs to step up. And if our government is not going to be a government pretty soon because how not a great job it's doing.
Right.
And so then we would have to go back to the, the Bill of Rights and just go by that. But then if the president... got mad over something, then he or she would have the power to fire everyone, and then the president would be a dictator instead of a president, and we wouldn't have a republic government.
You know what that's called?
Have
checks and balance.
Yeah, that's why separation of powers. Mm-hmm. All the executive, the legislature,
and judicial.
The judicial branches have to check on each other. There's a specific way they check on each other. I know it. It's just that it's in my history binder, and it's a specific way they can check on each other.
Right.
So they don't have overall powers as a dictator in like England or a king in England like that.
That's correct.
But we made our government a republicanism is where we have the, I think, does it go by population? We get to vote.
Correct.
We get to vote by population.
Well, it in the Senate, every state gets two representatives, and then each in the House of Representatives, it's based on population.
And so everyone has the choice of voting or not voting. I mean, you're not forced to vote. People encourage you to vote for them. But if you look into the further details, kind of tells you who you want to vote for.
That's right.
And then voting for states, we don't count the little states really much because they have littler population, less population than the bigger states do.
That's right.
From Texas to Kentucky. Right.
Rhode Island versus Alaska or Texas. Rhode Island has less, but Texas has more.
So if Texas got 456,000 votes, Maine would only have maybe like 300.
Right.
And their votes would not really matter.
That's true. That's why they lobby and try to group together.
And in English, we were supposed to get a biography.
Yeah.
And so I got Anne Frank.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And I didn't even read the whole book, but I read the back of, not like the back cover.
The summary?
There was like, it said overall story. So I read the overall story.
Right.
And so I'm doing a book project on that.
Okay.
And so, it was about how this little girl, she was born in June, I think 19th, 1949, something like that.
Anne Frank?
Yeah,
1929 or something, before World War II.
Yeah, and so then a couple years later, her family immigrated to Holland, and then the Jews kind of basically took over Holland and
Belgium.
Yeah. And then kind of happens that they got all the Jews. Hitler were like taking over. Not the Jews. Why am I saying the Jews?
The Nazis.
Yeah, the Nazis. There you go. The Nazis and...
The Nazi Socialist Party.
The Nazis and the... And Hitler. Nazi and Hitler... The Nazis and Hitler basically took over the Jews. And then they had an SS camp where they were sending everyone to or
yes.
would have to work for them. So, and everyone that went to the SS camp had to wear a six-pointed star called the Star of David.
Yep.
That said Jude or something else. But the one I put said Jude on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a yellow six-pointed star, Star of Davis, and...
David. Star of Davis.
my words though. Star of David. And then they would that's how they would notify if they, you know.
Right.
And so Anne Frank, surprisingly, she died before she was 16.
Yep.
Because she died of the conditions of the camp.
Yep.
And there was this picture where there's like thousands of dead bodies.
Right.
Of kids just piled up.
It's horrible, yes.
And then you could just see Anne Frank. Body, dead body on top.
But I've never seen that one.
And it'll point out her face because, like, she was like, most of the kids, they were like bald.
Right.
And she had short, poofy black hair.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can easily notify her. She was just laying there dead on the top of all these kids. And you can just imagine the smell of rotting bodies before they went into the cremation. And the cremation, they didn't really do anything with the ashes. So.
I was your age when I saw the play, The Diary of Anne Frank. So pretty much the exact same kind of time frame.
Yeah, and then Anne Frank didn't get cremated yet.
Right.
When the Nazis surrendered. And so then Otto Frank, I think her dad.
Right.
Yeah, her dad, because all her other family members died except for like three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so Otto Frank went back to Amsterdam and went to the secret annex.
Right.
And collected all of Anne's
belongings,
diary pages, yeah, and put them together. And then he published it and sang that stuff. And then the school that Anne Frank went to,
mm-hmm,
has a picture, like a statue of her.
Right.
In front of their school. And they named, I think they renamed.
Renamed the school after her?
City, part of this, Frankfurt.
Frankfurt, yep.
So that's basically how one little girl got her legend lived on, and her was Margaret Anne
Frank.
And she has a grave that's black and has the Star of David on it.
Yep.
And some Jewish things at the bottom of it. It's like a star, these weird symbols. And basically she died not knowing that she was gonna be that spontaneous.
Right.
But she did live up to that. At least she didn't get cremated.
Right.
Before. Because then they wouldn't, ashes, all those kids' ashes were mixed together.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a good movie, you should watch it, on autobiography about her. More than just the book, because it's all very informative. So, anything else you want to riff on? We'll skip the list, and we're going to call this your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
For Thanksgiving. You got 2 seconds. What are you thankful for?
Everything.
One, two. I need a little more than that.
I'm just thankful for, for school purposes. I'm thankful for, all the teachers that are able to help me and not, quitting because of the CCSD thing. And it's just great having people that are willing to teach other people their knowledge and knowings.
Are you saying that you're learning stuff from me?
No, I'm not saying.
Oh, you're not. Yeah, you're not saying that. You could tease it. Just funning you.
So, yeah.